Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. You know, we're all trying to fill our hearts with something. And relationships with people can certainly be fulfilling. But we all have a deeper need that only God can fulfill. A need to be totally accepted just for who we are. No strings attached. Now, I never really understood God's love until about 7 years ago, when a friend of mine took the time to sit down and explain four principles from the New Testament that outlined what Christianity is really all about. He began with the first point by talking about God's unconditional love. He said that God does accept me just for who I am, and that he has a plan for my life that includes knowing him in a personal way. But as my friend shared with me about God's love, I couldn't help but question it. Because I thought, if that's true, then why is it that I'm not experiencing his love or his plan? Well, the second point he shared with me helped me to answer that question. He said it wasn't anything that God had done or failed to do, but rather it was me. He said I was separated from God because of my own sin. Now, we've all sinned. In a sense, we've all turned our backs on God. And the Bible explains that as a result, we're eternally separated from him. Now, that was not great news, but my friend went on to explain in the third point what God did to do away with the obstacle of our sin. He came to us as a sinless man, Jesus Christ, and he died on a cross to pay the penalty for our sin, what we deserve to pay for. It's as though a judge in a courtroom had sentenced us to a huge fine, and then that same judge turns right around and pays for the fine himself. That's what God's done for us. And now he's offering us, each one of us, that forgiveness, that payment. But we need to decide whether we're going to accept or reject that offer. And that was the fourth and final principle my friend shared with me. And it was at that time that I made that decision to accept God's forgiveness and to invite Jesus Christ to come into my life. Now tonight, we'd like for each one of you to consider where you're at in your relationship with God. Maybe you're in the same position I was in 7 years ago, having never made that decision. If it's your desire tonight to accept Christ, we would encourage you to express that desire to God, to come before him and say, Lord Jesus, I need you because I have sinned. I've turned my back on you, but now I realize I need your forgiveness and direction. So right now I invite you to come into my life and to make me the kind of person that you've created me to be. If we come before God with that kind of an attitude, that kind of a desire, he's promised he would come into our lives and forgive us, no matter what we've done, because there's no greater love than the love that God has for us.